Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Here's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Speaking of Englishmen, he's not a mad dog. He's a pretty darn good guy. Mr. Grant LaBeouf is here. Grant is joining us all the way from England. And are you a Joe Cocker fan, Grant?
Yeah, I love all that type of music, actually. All the 60s and 70s music.
Oh, some of my favorite music. Joe Cocker was a crazy man. I love his music. We miss him, too. Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Grant. He's joining us all the way from downtown London, and he's the author of Digital Marketing. He's one of the top digital marketing experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And Grant, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's www.stickymarketing, all one word, stickymarketing.com.
What do they find when they get there?
Oh, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of videos on there with all kind of tidbits and ideas and tips for improving your marketing communication.
And your handsome face too, right?
Right, I am on it quite a lot. I've got to be
there.
Honest.
You go. Yeah. It's worth the trip. It's worth the trip, folks. Grant, thanks again for being here. We just talked about the perils of not understanding what kind of proposition you offer to customers, and especially if you start giving stuff away for free. And in the last 25 or so years, there's been a lot of free stuff given away. We've gone, the publishing industry has talked about going from analog dollars to digital dimes, or actually digital is nothing. So talk to us, Grant. You helped us understand the perils of free. How do we establish, how do we hold a price? How do we gain a position? How do we establish a position of value where we can state our price and stick to it and get it? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a really important question, because I think it's really easy to just price crumble, you know, in order to get the deal, just kind of, you know, discount, and then you find you're working hard and not working for anything, you're not making any profit, which of course you need to if you're in business. So I think it's very, very important to understand what's important to the customer. What are the things you're doing for your customer that's important to them? And also understand what we call the negotiating variables, which is the stuff that's important to your customer but cheap for you. Because those are the things that you can play with. You know, don't play with the actual price where you're trying to make a profit, but are there some extras that you can throw in? Because every customer wants to feel they've got a deal. Every customer wants to think that you've done something for them. But work out what's important to the customer and what are the things that you can give to them which are cheap for you but really important to the customer, and therefore you can hold your price. So when a customer wants a discount, you can say to them, look, this is the price, but what I can do for you is X and Y. And X and Y is good for them. You know, they're happy with that because that's good stuff for them. So, you know, think about that.
Well, when I had my consulting company, I would bill my clients for the work that they knew I was doing, but I would do things for them that they suspected I was doing, or I'd talk to them after hours, or I'd call them with something on my mind or something. And I never billed them for that. That was me adding value. I didn't, you know, if you're going to give stuff away, if you're going to sweeten the pot, as the Cajuns say, if you're going to give them some lagniappe, if you're going to put a little something extra, if they're going to add some serendipity to it, make sure that you're adding that on top of what you're already charging them. That's what I think is important. You know, hey, you know what? You're such a good customer. There's no charge for that. But you're already charging them for the foundation of your value of your company. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly right. It's important to understand what's the customer paying for, what's the value that you're giving, and then by all means, you're absolutely right. You know, make them feel important. Make sure that their loyalty is rewarded, because, you know, we want to retain those customers. It's difficult to win new customers. So make sure you do that. And that's why if you understand what's important to the customer, like I'm sure when you were consulting, going that extra mile, giving them that little bit of extra advice or being available out of hours, that was all really, really worthwhile for the customers. And those are the things that you could give, which didn't cost you so much in terms of your bottom line profit, but were really valuable to the customer and they really appreciated. So, that responsiveness, those other things that you can do are really important.
The other thing that I think is important to realize is that, as I've said 1,000, maybe 10,000 times on the show in the last 22 years, Grant, is that that we the world is not our prospect list. As small business owners, we can only serve so many people. We don't need to serve a bunch of people more than we need to make a living. But we've got to make sure that the people we do make contact with pay us, not only pay us, but at a rate that provides a margin to where we stay in business. If you're not doing that every day that you drop below your value proposition in what people pay you, that's a day closer to being out of business. Last thoughts, what do you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I say to all my customers, you want to go to the smallest viable market. You don't need to be there for everybody. Go to the smallest market that's commercially viable for you, because the smaller the marketplace you can operate in, the more relevant you can be, the more value you can give, and therefore the more you'll be appreciated by your customers, and, you know, then the world's your oyster.
Absolutely. Grant, I need your website one more time, please.
Yeah, it's www.stickymarketing.com.
Go there and watch the videos, folks. His handsome face is all over them. Hey, Grant, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen. He's joining us all the way from London. We'll get him back another day. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.